It's Friday, 8th of March, and this is This Week in Tabletop RPG, brought to you by EN World Live. NASA, yes, that NASA, has released The Lost Universe, a system-neutral fantasy RPG adventure designed to teach real science. So the free download includes a 44-page PDF adventure, a map, and a poster of the cover art. And you can find the link to download this for free on EN World. Also, this Monday was International GM's Day, which started right here on EN World back in 2002. It's grown to be an informal event every year, and it's shared by gamers all around the world. It's pretty much just a day to show your GM, you know, DM, storyteller, referee, whatever you call it, just how much you appreciate them and the effort they put into creating games and telling stories with you. So the official day was Monday the 4th of March, but don't let that stop you saying thanks to your GM this weekend if you missed it. Changes are announced for the Dungeons & Dragons Adventure League, including a move to D&D Beyond. You can now find all of the details under the Adventurers League tab on D&D Beyond. Chaosium announced the Basic Role-Playing Design Challenge with over $10,000 in cash prizes for designers of new games using the Basic Role-Playing System. Up to 10 people will be shortlisted and win $500 each, and of these three winners will win another $2,000. So submissions will close on May 31st, so get your application in while you can. Asmodee and Edge Studios have announced the upcoming release schedule for Arkham Horror, the role-playing game. The game will launch as a box starter set available at Gen Con this year in 2024, with a worldwide release coming on August 2nd. The game will use the Dynamic Pool System, DPS, which is a D6 dice pool system. Steamforged Games announced a partnership with Kobold Press to produce and design the box starter set for the Tales of the Valiant. Steamforged Games is best known for their licensed board games based on popular video games like Monster Hunter, Dark Souls, Horizon Zero Dawn, Resident Evil 3, and also Epic Encounters, which is a series bundles of miniatures and adventures for 5e, and they also did the 5e RPG adaptation for Dark Souls. If you'd like to hear these stories discussed in more detail, you can listen to Morris's unofficial Tabletop RPG Talk podcast, or you can read all about it at enworld.org. I'm Jessica, and that was This Week in Tabletop RPG.